me, baby.
Ooh, baby, don't you bug me.
Come hug me, baby.
Ooh, baby, don't you bug me.
Come hug me, baby.
Ooh, baby, don't you bug me.
You know, Roz, man, like, why don't you freak?
Come hug me, baby.
Ooh, baby, don't you bug me.
Come hug me, baby.
Ooh, baby, don't you bug me.
Come hug me, baby.
Ooh, baby, don't you bug me.
You're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
Here's a song for banging your hammer.
Raising a blister, put the drums away and continue tomorrow.
My hands are just itching to hold the hammer again.
He picked up a hammer and a little piece of steel. Said this hammer be the death of me. This hammer be the death of me.
facts and not your words, cause all this talk about loud is for the birds. I don't hear your noise, cause I'd like to say that to all of the boys. Gonna get you in the rain of salt, and if I get burned, it's my fault, my fault, my fault. I don't hear your noise, cause I'd like to say that to all of the boys. Gonna get you in the rain of salt, and if I get burned, it's my fault, my fault, my fault. Yeah.
Of people at the table near the stage, shut the fuck, shut the fuck, shut the fuck up. It's January, well, it's Saturday, June 2nd, San Francisco, Hotel Utah. Shut the fuck, shut the fuck, shut the fuck up. I am Sonia, this is Eric. Group of people at the table near the stage, shut the fuck, shut the fuck, shut the fuck up. Group of people at the table near the stage, shut the fuck, shut the fuck, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck, shut the fuck, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck, shut the fuck, shut the fuck up.
God, I wish I hadn't.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. if that doesn't take you back in the 30-year span of my time here at this here radio show, then nothing will. Nothing. Just give up. Give up. As we think about the past, though, we really should think about our future and go to feedthepig.org. But now it's time for tonight's radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days, weeks, and months. Oh, no, no, just weeks, just weeks. We are not in the months. We are out of the months. Actually, tonight I had some crazy number of obits piled up, you might say. But there's no possible way we can get through them all, so I prioritized. And we'll see what happens. I'm going to try to get the so-called, I'm air quoting here, bigger ones out of the way when we do this these days, just so, you know, those people that everybody expects don't hang out there forever. I don't know why I'm even telling you this. I know you care about my process. Because without process, who is Belinda, right? Right. Before we do anything, though, we got to thank Vince over at themusicsover.com for all of his support in the situation. And yes, it is a situation. The initial radio obituary is for Ronnie Corbett, the Scottish stand-up comedian, actor, writer, broadcaster. He's best known for his long association with Ronnie Barker in the BBC television comedy sketch show The Two Ronnies. He also is known for his work with David Frost in the 60s satirical program The Frost Report. And he went on to be in sitcoms like No, That's Me Over Here, and Now Look Here, and Sorry. I think there's something in common in those sitcom names. Ronnie Corbett just passed away at 85, but he had some singles, as you knew that he must have. So we're going to start with a little something from 1970. Yes, 1970, as we begin the initial radio obituary for Ronnie Corbett right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
It's all going up, 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 it's gotta come down, 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 it's gotta come down, 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 it's gotta come down, 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 it's gotta come down, down, down.
Rates, rent and gas bills, papers, petrol, cigarettes and booze, bus, coach and train fares. Every day there's something else in the news.
It's all going up, 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 it's gotta come down, 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 it's gotta come down, 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 it's gotta come down, 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 it's gotta come down, down, down.
Fish, chips and butties, salt and vinegar, mustard, pepper and peas, onions and wallies, bangers and mash and gravy if you please.
It's all going up, 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 it's gotta come down, 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 it's gotta come down, 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 it's gotta come down, 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 it's gotta come down, down, down.
Nappies and knickers, maxis, minis, tights and brassiers too, pots, hands and passports, even costume all to go to the zoo.
It's all going up, 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 it's gotta come down, 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 it's all going up, up, up.
now a song called The Girl Who's Gonna Marry Me. She can sew, she can hold, she can read, she can write, she can cook a man a breakfast in the middle of the night. She can cut up a chicken, she can cut down a tree. Woo! That's the girl who's gonna marry me. She can dig, she can jig, she can juggle, she can jump, she can drive a fella crazy with a wiggle of her rump. She can stand in the saddle, she can sit on your knee.
Post-initial radio obituary is for Andy Newman, the British pianist, part of and the namesake for Thunderclap Newman. Thought of as a one-hit wonder, I beg to differ. I mean, you know, it was only one album, but whatever. Whatever. I just hate that phrase. Pete Townsend of The Who and Kit Lambert formed... What? Oh, that doesn't make any sense. I'm typing horribly. But Pete Townsend worked to showcase the talents of John Speedy Keane, Andy Thunderclap Newman, and Jimmy McCullough in 1969, bringing forth Thunderclap Newman. Of course, the single, the so-called one hit, was Something in the Air. You heard it a million times. I know you have. Pete Townsend did play bass on their one album, but that doesn't matter because they were great on their own. Andy Newman passed away at 73, but he did some other very interesting stuff that is relevant to the bubbles in the think tank interest, you might say, such as recording with Roger Ruskin Spear. That's totally up our alley here. So let's begin that post-initial radio obituary for Andy Newman right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. We'll be right back.
a pantry with butterflies and the bees, listening to the birdies singing, watching them fly in the trees. Wasps and ants crawl round me, doing their best to annoy. Oh, for a nice espresso, coffee and hot salaloy. The chief chef seems to say to me, go home, my son. Pigeon screw and say he's only just a bum. So I go back to a taffy and watch other kind of birds. I'm a taffy squatter, bird watcher, taffy squatter. Dusk till dawn you'll find me there in the smoke and the fumes, listening to a jukebox playing, mixed up with feathers and plumes. Hyde Park, Speaker's Corner, walking around for a lark, smiling at the cheats and trippers, snooping around after dark. I'm happy in a city crowded streets of noise, chatting up the chicks and laughing with the boys, knocking back the coffee, eating steaming saveloys. I'm a taffy squatter, bird watcher, taffy squatter. Go home early morning, see the ants rushing around, buying their morning papers, pushing to get underground. Feel tired when I get home, shuffle upstairs in a trance, head down on my pillow, mice in the rafters they dance. Oh, I'd like to take a chick home to my pad, but those I ask always told me to see their dad. And then they start to giggle with me sitting on my own. I'm a taffy squatter, bird watcher, taffy squatter, bird watcher, taffy squatter, bird watcher, taffy squatter.
Thank you.
The next radio obituary is for Tommy Brown, the American R&B singer, best known for his successes in the early 50s on records with the Griffin Brothers. But he formed a small band with himself as the drummer. Just a weird way to say that. In the 40s, and he worked in clubs around Atlanta, going all the way through 1940, where he recorded Atlanta Boogie on the Regent label. That's a subsidiary of Savoy, just in case you didn't know. But that was a big one for him. In 51, he moved on to the Dot label, where he was teamed with the Griffin Brothers, an R&B orchestra led by the brothers Jimmy Griffin on trombone and Ernest Buddy Griffin on piano. In 52, he went on to join the U.S. Marine Corps, where he was in the band, because that's what people did then. He played with Bill Doggett, helped write Honky Tonk, even the vocal version with lyrics, which I'm going to tip my hand right now and tell you we're going to hear in this set. But boy, did he do a lot of stuff, even moving on to release a couple of albums in his comedy act. Tommy Brown had a comedy act. 1967, he released I Ain't Lyin', and then in 68, I Ain't Lyin' Volume 2, both of which I know I have on cassette somewhere, but have yet to hunt down. So don't be surprised if you hear a little of that coming up in the next couple of weeks in the first half of the program. Tommy Brown just passed away at 84. I mean, is that not enough? How could that not be enough? Really? Really? But for you, I guess it never is. As we begin, what are we even on here? That's the next radio obituary for Tommy Brown right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
And when they dim the lights, then we'll dance all night, the honky tonk. They started dancing in the Southland, a dance they really thought was new. But when the news got to the Northland, the folks up there were doing it too. Now you'll hear everybody say, the honky tonk is here to stay. Now when you hear the tenor honk, you got to do the honky tonk. He blows the music on his sack, and everybody answers back. We like to
my hair. Well, I threw out my breakfast. Lord, and poured coffee in my hair. When I reached out in the bed beside me, Lord, my woman wasn't there. Well, 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 well.
He's a double-faced deacon and he shouldn't preach no more.
Take it back.
That cat should be gone.
Take it back.
No.
Yeah, some of us didn't do very good math tonight. The ultimate radio obituary is for Ray Griff, the Canadian country singer and songwriter from British Columbia, who began songwriting in the early 60s. He had early cuts by Johnny Horton and Jim Reeves, among others. He went on to Nashville in 64 to pursue his music career full-time and went on to have his own records released when he was the singer in the late 60s with his first hit, Patches. No, that was a remake of the Clarence Carter soul hit in the 70s. But he recorded on Dot, just like Tommy Brown did. See, it's all full circle. Full circle. That's what we're doing here tonight. His successes as a songwriter always overshadowed his recording work, having over 700 of his written songs recorded, including major hits for Canadian Pacific for George Hamilton, Who's Gonna Play This Old Piano for Jerry Lee Lewis, Baby for Wilma Burgess. It was crazy. Recorded by Farron Young, Porter Wagoner, Dolly Parton, Gene Watson, Johnny Duncan. That list goes on. Ray Griff just passed away at 75. It's the unexpected, ultimate radio obituary for Ray Griff right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. We got one final tune to go out on, and then we're going to hand you over to, oh, who didn't look? Who doesn't remember quite yet who is on after her? Because they've only been on once after me. Welcome to the Machine. One final tune to go out on, then we're going to hand it over to Welcome to the Machine, who's going to take care of you until the next DJ arrives, because that's how it works. Oh, the next one, the show following them is called Animal, Vegetable, or Mineral. I would hang around just for that. But it's one more tune in the Ray Griff Ultimate Radio Obituary. And then, of course, we'll be back here next week with more silliness and stick shaking action. And to finish up on these 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 radio obituaries that are already sitting here ready to go for you tonight. How did I think I was going to get to all of that? I had it in my head I was going to make it through a big chunk of those. I forgot how to do everything this week. Everything. Hopefully by next week I'll have it back together though. And you'll be able to figure that out along the way over at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. If I don't have it together, please, please point it out and let me know midweek so I can make appropriate adjustments and maybe have someone assist me in this situation in the meantime. I'm discombobulated. I admit it. I had this big obit that was ably assisted by Bob Cohen, our director? Director of Minutia? Is he director? I think it's director. But he's great at Minutia no matter what he is. So that obit will be on deck for next week. But now it's the final tune in the Ultimate Radio Obituary for Ray Griff, the final tune of the show, and we will be back here next week on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
Mr. Moonlight. Nobody really cares where the moon goes at dawn. Just as long as it's around when the sun goes down, then there's nothing wrong.
Nothing wrong, nothing wrong, nothing wrong.
Mr. Moon and me and my baby makes three. We're just like one big family. Everything is right when you're shining bright, Mr. Moonlight.
Mr. Moon, Mr. Moon.
When the storm clouds gather and you don't know what to do. Your troubles and take a walk underneath the moon.
Neath the moon, neath the moon, neath the moon.
Tell him what's wrong and before too long you'll be humming a happy song. Well, everything is right when you're shining bright, Mr. Moonlight.